This recording accompanies the Language B Standard Level Examination, Paper 2, Listening Comprehension, for English, May 2025.
Cet enregistrement accompagne l'examen de langue B, niveau moyen, épreuve 2, compréhension orale d'anglais, May 2025.
Esta grabación acompaña el examen de lengua B, nivel medio, prueba 2, comprensión auditiva, de inglés, mayo 2025.
The start and end of each audio text will be indicated by this sound.
Le début et la fin de chaque texte audio seront indiqués par ce son.
El inicio y el final de cada texto de audio se indicarán con este sonido.
The end of the examination will be indicated by this sound.
La fin de l'examen sera indiquée par ce son.
El final del examen se indicará con este sonido.
Text A. You now have 4 minutes to read the questions.
You're going to hear a gardener give a talk to other gardeners about what they can do to reduce the problems caused by climate change.
As we all know, this summer has been one of the driest on record. The level of water in our river is extremely low, and our local lake has dried up. This creates problems for some wildlife. For example, we haven't seen our beautiful swans for some weeks. One problem with the lack of rain is that the ground gets hard, which causes flooding. Another problem with the lack of rain is that it leads to a general water shortage. This is why our local council has closed the swimming pool. Most of us gardeners feel there is nothing we can do to make even a small difference to climate change. Journalists just tell us we must stop watering our gardens. But our local organisation Climate Action says our gardens are one place we can help. I'll tell you how after the tea break. So, here are three simple ideas from Climate Action. First, for most gardens, around a quarter of the land is concrete. If that sounds like your garden, you can apply to Climate Action to help you cover the cost of replacing the concrete with grass. Second, the number of ponds in the area is increasing, which is good. If you don't have one, make one. Ponds are like garden lakes. They store water and attract wildlife, especially our noisy local frogs. Remember, though, according to local law, you must put barriers around your pond for safety. Third, remember to collect water from your roof. Did you know that in an average year, you can collect enough water for half your gardening needs? As we all know, in recent times, that means we need to collect water in the spring because there's almost no rain for the rest of the year. For more details, check the Climate Action website. They add new ideas every month.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second and final time.
As we all know, this summer has been one of the driest on record. The level of water in our river is extremely low, and our local lake has dried up. This creates problems for some wildlife. For example, we haven't seen our beautiful swans for some weeks. One problem with the lack of rain is that the ground gets hard, which causes flooding. Another problem with the lack of rain is that it leads to a general water shortage. This is why our local council has closed the swimming pool. Most of us gardeners feel there is nothing we can do to make even a small difference to climate change. Journalists just tell us we must stop watering our gardens. But our local organisation Climate Action says our gardens are one place we can help. I'll tell you how after the tea break. So, here are three simple ideas from Climate Action. First, for most gardens, around a quarter of the land is concrete. If that sounds like your garden, you can apply to Climate Action to help you cover the cost of replacing the concrete with grass. Second, the number of ponds in the area is increasing, which is good. If you don't have one, make one. Ponds are like garden lakes. They store water and attract wildlife, especially our noisy local frogs. Remember, though, according to local law, you must put barriers around your pond for safety. Third, remember to collect water from your roof. Did you know that in an average year, you can collect enough water for half your gardening needs? As we all know, in recent times, that means we need to collect water in the spring, because there's almost no rain for the rest of the year. For more details, check the Climate Action website. They add new ideas every month.
You now have 2 minutes to finish answering the questions. Text B. You now have 4 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear a conversation between Alex and Jenny about a game that uses virtual reality, also known as VR.
Hey, Alex. I saw you with a VR headset earlier. Were you working on your game development project?
Oh, hi, Jenny. I was just testing a game our geography teacher developed.
Oh, yeah? How does the game work?
Well, you use a VR headset to visit a place virtually, as if you were really there. And you're given tasks to do.
I've played a VR game before, where I had to walk around a lot to collect tokens. It's almost like a leg workout.
Well, that's a similar idea. The game is set in a foreign place where each student will follow a personalized plot. These unique storylines really set the game apart from the others in the market. Then they need to speak to some game characters and look for cultural items to trade.
Interesting. I'm excited about this game. Students' sense of direction will improve. And they can travel to new places from their own homes.
That's what prompted the development of this game, Virtual Tourism.
Can I try the game?
Sure. Let me give you the headset.
Oh, it's set in Jamaica. I recognize the beautiful streets of Kingston, the capital.
Wow, Jenny. You have good eyes. I wasn't sure where it was before.
My mom's from there, so I know it well.
Nice. I hope the graphics depict Kingston well. I was thinking, the colors could have been more vibrant.
No, I like them this way. It'd look unrealistic if they're too vivid. I also like the little compass on the top to help people orient themselves.
Honestly, I was going to suggest removing it. I find it hard to focus with it on the screen.
No, I think it works well. But maybe the temperature indicator should go.
I thought the same at first, but then thought, it's nice to imagine the weather, so I'm fine with it.
All right. I'm convinced.
And I quite like the background music. It's not too loud.
You sure? To me, it could have been softer.
Cool. I'll let the teacher know.
Sure.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second and final time.
Hey, Alex. I saw you with a VR headset earlier. Were you working on your game development project?
Oh, hi, Jenny. I was just testing a game our geography teacher developed.
Oh, yeah? How does the game work?
Well, you use a VR headset to visit a place virtually, as if you were really there. And you're given tasks to do.
I've played a VR game before, where I had to walk around a lot to collect tokens. It's almost like a leg workout.
Well, that's a similar idea. The game is set in a foreign place where each student will follow a personalized plot. These unique storylines really set the game apart from the others in the market. Then they need to speak to some game characters and look for cultural items to trade.
Interesting. I'm excited about this game. Students' sense of direction will improve. And they can travel to new places from their own homes.
That's what prompted the development of this game, Virtual Tourism.
Can I try the game?
Sure. Let me give you the headset.
Oh, it's set in Jamaica. I recognize the beautiful streets of Kingston, the capital.
Wow, Jenny. You have good eyes. I wasn't sure where it was before.
My mom's from there, so I know it well.
Nice. I hope the graphics depict Kingston well. I was thinking the colors could have been more vibrant.
No, I like them this way. It'd look unrealistic if they're too vivid. I also like the little compass on the top to help people orient themselves.
Honestly, I was going to suggest removing it. I find it hard to focus with it on the screen.
No, I think it works well. But maybe the temperature indicator should go.
I thought the same at first, but then thought, it's nice to imagine the weather, so I'm fine with it.
All right. I'm convinced.
And I quite like the background music. It's not too loud.
You sure? To me, it could have been softer.
Cool. I'll let the teacher know.
Sure.
You now have 2 minutes to finish answering the questions. Text C. You now have 4 minutes to read the questions.
you are going to hear an interview between a journalist and a city councillor about service dogs.
Good morning, councillor. Thanks for meeting with me today to talk about service dogs. So, service dogs are trained to perform tasks for their handlers, who are often people with disabilities, right?
Yes, and they provide lasting friendships for handlers. The biggest benefit is they are a source of joy for those assisted by them, according to studies.
So, can any dog become a registered service dog? Do we just send it to a dog training program and get them certified?
Actually, while the city does organise dog training workshops, official certification does not exist at the moment.
Oh, so how does a handler prove to someone that their dog is indeed a service dog?
They need no more than a doctor's note if they are asked to show any proof by a business.
Or businesses can ask for a demonstration of the task the dog is trained to do, I suppose.
Under no circumstances is this allowed, because it infringes on the privacy of their handlers.
I see. And can a business refuse service dogs when someone in the shop has allergies or is scared of dogs?
These are all invalid reasons and could lead to serious consequences.
Okay. Let me write all this down. So, counselor, are you saying that a service dog can never be excluded from a public space?
Pretty much. Only when the handler fails to keep the dog under control can a business ask to remove it.
Like when it keeps barking?
Not necessarily, because it might be alerting its handler as part of the task.
I see. What are some responsibilities of a handler, then?
Basic things, like making sure the dog is not aggressive to strangers, nor too affectionate, and they should not let it run loose unrestrained.
Are these guidelines the same across the country?
They are now city-specific, but we're working to standardise a few things. For example, vests that say service dog come in a variety of styles now. In the future, we want to put a unique registration number on each in a uniform style, and you'll find them at authorised sellers only.
There are other clues to tell if a dog is a service dog, right? They're always medium or large dogs to start with.
Actually, it isn't a great indicator, nor the breed for that matter, but all service dogs are very attentive when working. That might be a hint.
Very interesting. Thank you.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second and final time.
Good morning, counselor. Thanks for meeting with me today to talk about service dogs. So, service dogs are trained to perform tasks for their handlers, who are often people with disabilities, right?
Yes, and they provide lasting friendships for handlers. The biggest benefit is they are a source of joy for those assisted by them, according to studies.
So, can any dog become a registered service dog? Do we just send it to a dog training program and get them certified?
Actually, while the city does organise dog training workshops, official certification does not exist at the moment.
Oh, so how does a handler prove to someone that their dog is indeed a service dog?
They need no more than a doctor's note if they are asked to show any proof by a business.
Or businesses can ask for a demonstration of the task the dog is trained to do, I suppose.
Under no circumstances is this allowed, because it infringes on the privacy of their handlers.
I see. And can a business refuse service dogs when someone in the shop has allergies or is scared of dogs?
These are all invalid reasons and could lead to serious consequences.
Okay. Let me write all this down. So, counselor, are you saying that a service dog can never be excluded from a public space?
Pretty much. Only when the handler fails to keep the dog under control can a business ask to remove it.
Like when it keeps barking?
Not necessarily, because it might be alerting its handler as part of the task.
I see. What are some responsibilities of a handler, then?
Basic things, like making sure the dog is not aggressive to strangers, nor too affectionate, and they should not let it run loose unrestrained.
Are these guidelines the same across the country?
They are now city-specific, but we're working to standardise a few things. For example, vests that say service dog come in a variety of styles now. In the future, we want to put a unique registration number on each in a uniform style, and you'll find them at authorised sellers only.
There are other clues to tell if a dog is a service dog, right? They're always medium or large dogs to start with.
Actually, it isn't a great indicator, nor the breed for that matter. But all service dogs are very attentive when working. That might be a hint.
Very interesting. Thank you.
You now have the rest of the time to finish answering the questions.